Wrote 5-0, and then I said 4-0.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be.
No, I have a head down 5-0 right there. See the corner.
I was just addressing that, you know, I thought that they didn't meet all five standards.
Oh, okay.
The fourth one, they did not.
Next case, please.
Okay. Our next case is number 12023, Charles Hairston, seeking a special use exception to operate a daycare facility. Under sections 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code, the property is located at the north side of Johnson Road, Route 207, which is approximately 300 feet east of Marshall Street, Route 225. The 911 address is 18601 Johnson Road, Lincoln. The zoning district is AR1, and the tax map is District 330, map 15.13, parcel 38. I'd note that we received zero letters of opposition, zero letters of support, and no mail returns. And I just wanted to note that the applicant is Melody Morris.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Melody Morris, 1937
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
What? 12 kids.
So I'm here to seek approval for a conditional use to operate a large family child care facility up to 12 children, hours 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday.
I had four and went nuts. Now, how you can stand 12, it's beyond me. It must be age, you know.
You were born old.
You sure you didn't drive them nuts?
There you go.
Well, there was times.
Yeah, right.
There was times.
They say you're there. You'll be up Monday through Friday?
Yes.
And your hours again are what?
7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Okay. Ample parking?
Yes.
Okay. Righty.
How many employees you have?
It would be myself and one other.
Two. Okay.
Any further questions?
That could be an old one.
Do you have any questions? Mr. Mills?
The question before us, will your request substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties?
No.
Thank you.
Jeez. Okay. Any?
Just quickly, what's in the neighborhood around you?
There's an elementary school about 400 feet in front of the property, and there's like a trucking company. There's multiple businesses along the Johnson Road.
And we have a fenced-in playground area?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Jane, would you like to come forward, please, and be sworn in? Ma'am, you can sit right down up front there. Sir, do you wish to speak too? Yeah, you need to come up and be sworn in. We'll swear both in the same time, please.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Lyle Merritt, 10746 Seashore Highway, Bridgeville, Delaware.
Okay. And we're going to swear you in at the same time. So, sir, can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Everett Terrell. I live at 18614 Johnson Road, Lincoln, Delaware, 19960.
Okay. And ma'am, can you step back up? I need to swear you in. That's okay. And Keith, do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Yes.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening to all of you. My name is Lyle Merrick, and the reason why I'm here is I do oppose the daycare center across the road from where my property is. I own number 56, which is 1 acre of land directly in front of the daycare. I have to give you an overall view of where we've been so you might understand where we're coming from today. I and my brother both own adjoining properties, 56 and 57. Behind us is the Lincoln School. We have a chain link fence between us and the schoolhouse. We have the milkman at 4 o'clock, the bread man at 5 o'clock, the dumpster at 6 o'clock, all day long school buses and traffic. Lincoln used to be a relatively residential place, and it still is. The in-town center of Lincoln is mostly just old people that have been there for a long, long time. While with the daycare coming across from us in front of our residence, excuse me, in front of my property and his residence, you have Johnson Road. Johnson Road is 207. It has become a thoroughfare from Route 113 to Route 1. It's a constant traffic constantly. And number one, I haven't seen the layout of these folks' facility that they want to put, but I do know that 207 is a busy road, and I don't know how, if they've got an application for 12 people, for 12 children, how 12 people are going to come pick their kids up, because the driveway doesn't look that big to me to start off with. So that's where I'm coming from. And besides that, I do not feel that we need any more activity in the area. We're just bottlenecked with all the noise behind us constantly, and we're like in a tunnel. 207's here, the schoolhouse is here, and there's three residents there that are suffering from it always. But anyway, my concern is about the children pickup, and I think a daycare, I feel a daycare today should be a place where you can teach children, teach them how to behave, how to raise, how to take care of, learn. And putting 12 kids in a small bungalow, I don't think is really going to do it. But that's where I'm coming from, and that's how I feel. I just don't feel that we need a daycare there. It's just too much traffic. These people are going to be picking up their kids. Everyone's got to buckle them in. I don't know where they're going to do it.
So we're saying that you're saying that the property will affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. That's what she has to prove to us, that it won't. And you're saying it will. Is that correct?
I feel it will. Number one is it affects all of our neighbors. We're a residential area. And I can't speak for someone else, but I can tell you this, that right next door to this place, on the right side, there's an 87-year-old lady that lives there that probably couldn't come tonight to get here, speak up. But it's residential. We're residential. The understanding I got, this gentleman come along back in March or April, bought this little bungalow, gutted it out, or did whatever. It looks very nice. I give credit where credit's due. He did a very good job on the house. But I don't feel that it should be a daycare. A little residential bungalow for a couple, two or three people to live in is fine. I mean, that's what it's always been. That's what it was before he bought it.
Ma'am, the state has regulations as far as how many children you can have per square footage. I guess I heard your testimony, and what I heard was the effects of a daycare on that property. But the question is, will it not just adversely affect adjacent and neighboring properties, but will it substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties? And I'm not quite understanding from you how schools, daycare, churches, whatever, is not residential.
Well, we are. I said we are residential.
Okay, so
we are residential. That's what I'm saying. All of a sudden,
so why isn't a daycare residential?
Well, did I understand these people going to live in this house? I thought the person said they're going to work 7 to 5:30. I didn't hear anybody say they're going to live there.
I don't know.
That's what I understood.
I don't know if it's. You know, sometimes it's not untypical that they wouldn't live there.
Yeah. Well, my personal opinion, for the safety of these children, I don't feel this is a place for daycare.
Okay.
It's just, you know, I welcome anybody to come up there and just sit on the side of the road for a little bit and watch.
How far is the house off the road?
Sir, it is one of the closest houses on 207. I can't answer that. The property is 100 foot by 165. If you ride by there right now and took a look at it, the property appears to be bigger than it is. And kind of like what the other gentleman said, behind you have a house, you have a garage. Behind that garage, 75 foot of that land back there belongs to the neighbor, another neighbor.
The
87-year-old
lady.
I'm having a hard time looking at this substantially, like Mr. Mills said, substantially affect the neighborhood. How, convince me that it's going to affect the neighborhood if the house is there.
Sir, the house itself is not going to affect the neighborhood. It's been there forever.
Now they're going to have a, right, and they're going to have a little backyard, right? The kids will be inside the school. You know, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, the kids
and then
are
going to go outside and play, probably have recess time or something.
Yeah. Well, my personal opinion is the safety of the children getting loading up. I don't know where you asked somebody about parking. Where are they going to park?
You know, she said she had adequate parking.
She said, yes. Where is it? Where is adequate parking?
You'll get a chance to answer that question for you.
My question is, or my point of it is, you don't have a horseshoe driveway. You don't have a designated area for the parking lot. You don't have that. You got a pull-in driveway and a back-out driveway. That's it.
On the 207.
And I can just foresee.
On what side?
On road 207.
On road 207.
You know,
and that's the only access to that property?
Yeah.
I'm curious. We'll ask the applicant.
What is the speed limit on 207?
Pardon?
What is the speed limit on 207?
It's supposed to be 25.
Okay.
You know, the speed limit is, but dump trucks, tractor and trailer, especially like when they did the railroad track in Milford, all the traffic come up 113 to Fitzgerald to come through 207 going out, just bumper to bumper day and night.
Been on it myself. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Pardon?
I say I've been on it myself. I'm sorry for the inconvenience.
I don't want to see down the road. This is what I got a vision of. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I am. I got a vision of everybody, 12 parents bringing their kids, parking on the side of 207, jumping out of the cars, hauling these kids in, bringing them out, buckling them up. Somebody going to come down 207 and slam bang them or whatever. And I hope that doesn't happen. And that's why I'm here. I have nothing against Mr. Hairston. He's done a great job with that little house. He renovated it. He bought it. He gutted it out or whatever he did, cleaned it out. And he did a good job. I give credit where credit's due. It'd be a beautiful little bungalow for somebody to live in. But I don't feel it's a place for the daycare.
Well, maybe he might not have the parking done yet either. I mean, he might get the house done, and he might make a bigger parking area, too. I'd like to hear from her.
Now, I would like to make a comment on a different side of the view. I live across the road. I actually mowed the lawn over there for the lady that lived there before. When they finally decided to sell the land, I know that she ended up going in a nursing home, and she was not on this site for 15 months. During these 15 months, by one of her relatives, I'm on the board of directors for the community building in Lincoln, and so is this gentleman who is one of her relatives. She had 5 cats in that house. Those cats stayed there for 15 months. Not one litter pan was emptied in that 15 months. He came down every 3 days, fed the cats and watered them. He got with the animal control and tried to get them to help. And until about 3 months before he bought the house, the animal control finally came. They put traps in there. They got 4 of the cats, and one of them was,
sir,
the body was in the wall.
How does this apply to the application?
For the welfare of those children.
Okay.
That's going to be in there.
I believe your sister testified that they've renovated that home as well since
yes,
then, correct?
Yes, but you've got a crawl space underneath. Do you think they've been underneath there and cleaned all that? And well, the cat feces, I mowed that grass for 4 years, sir.
I understand.
And the windows were down, and I have not been in
that house. What is before the board today is not a question as to the safety of those children. There's Division of Child Protection Welfare, I believe. There's an agency that regulates the daycares, and the applicant will have to have, before she can open her business, she'll have to go to them for those approvals. So that's the appropriate agency to look at that. What the only question that this board has to look at is, will the daycare, as proposed, substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties? If we could focus on that, that'd be helpful to the board.
Yeah, but I have a concern for the children as well. And that's what I was addressing.
And understand, and we appreciate that. But
as she said, this morning, I was up, and sure enough, the trash truck comes, it picks up the dumpster, dumps it back, and then it backs out with a beeper on. So we have plenty of noise in the area. And just as I noticed this gentleman right over here earlier tonight, there was a child out there in the other room squealing, and he went and closed the door because it bothered him. And that bothers me when you got that, and now I'm going to have it on both sides of me.
And there's a school adjacent to your property.
My back line is a school bus parking lot and the playground.
Okay. Is there shoulders along the road next to your property? You said it's a 25 mile an hour zone,
yeah,
correct? So
yeah,
it's a road that folks shouldn't be speeding excessively on, right?
You shouldn't be. That's okay. True.
And there's a shoulder there too, right, on both sides of the road?
Blacktop shoulder.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Before you get to the property.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Further questions.
Sir, you're on the other side of the road, right, by the school, across
yes,
from them?
Yeah, just right across.
You probably hear more noise from the kids across the school you will ever hear from them, those kids over there.
Well, I got enough noise in the beginning that I planted Leland cypress trees. I guess now I'm going to have to do the same thing I did the road in the front, live in the woods again.
Okay.
Any further questions?
Well, I'd like to hear from the applicant.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Yes, Didi. Ma'am, would you come up, please? Okay, you have a question.
Where is the house or bungalow on the property? I make it out. How big is the building?
I think it's 1,300 square feet.
Is it one that's lit, shown
no,
there?
No.
So is it located where the number 38 is?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So it's a new structure?
Mm-hmm. Completely new.
Relatively new?
Yes.
Okay, not brand new.
It's new?
And it's completely
new. Since this picture was taken?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get a more recent, we'll try Google to see if we can get a more recent picture.
Ma'am, how's your parking?
It's a long driveway.
Long driveway?
Yes.
And you got plenty of area for people to turn around and go back out? Is it a back and out, though?
Yes.
So you had no trouble with parking?
No.
How many people you can park there?
You have a parking lot?
Not a lot. I would say at least six cars.
Well, all your kids won't be coming at the same time.
Exactly,
either. Yeah.
Yeah,
be coming at different times.
Exactly. I would say I currently have a home daycare, and it's actually in a development where I can have six children in one room. So a 1,300 square foot house for 12 children would definitely be adequate space. Parking, like you said, they won't all come at one time.
So you already have a daycare?
Yes.
So you're just adding a bigger room now, a bigger place for, and you're not living there, right?
They don't live there.
Right, we're not living there, no.
Okay, yeah.
So it's going to be like a commercial enterprise instead of a home daycare.
It's a business.
Right.
It's a business.
Right.
You noted in your application that there are multiple businesses on the road in addition, and how close of proximity?
There's like a trucking company not even a minute from this owner.
Okay.
Would it be helpful if you approached and just showed where some of these were?
So this is our property, and then it's like right back here. It's like a turn right here, and then there's a trucking company. They have all kinds of vehicles here. Yep, right there.
I presume that's the school kind of.
The school is here.
Okay.
And then our home is here. And then, of course, the fence, like you said, we've had the land surveyed, so we have the right
So are those trees, all those trees still there?
No, that's an old picture, no. They've all been cleared out.
And it's a stick-built structure, or is it a...
Stick-built. And that's the garage that she was talking about.
Okay. Oh, so you have driveway from the road to that garage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's wide enough to fit two cars on each side.
And you're going to fence that area, your whole property in?
Yes, in the back.
For like a play area.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we've already had some of the teachers from the Morris Elementary School who are excited about the daycare because they don't have to take their children far. Where they can walk right across the street.
Where's your daycare now?
It's actually down the street. It's in Crescent Shores. It's like 3 minutes from this property.
In Lincoln?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is this the property? Is this what it looks like?
That's not what it looks like anymore.
But that was the previous?
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's the house.
I think that's the, I honestly never saw the house before it was renovated.
Okay.
I really don't know.
Is it a ranch style home that's there?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So just to be clear, did you pull off the old home or did you renovate it?
The builder, he's back there, but he found the house and he bought it. He renovated it. And then
okay. So it wasn't as though you tore something down and built a new one. You
right,
took
no,
what was there
just
and
completely redone it.
Gotcha.
It.
Mr. Hairston.
Yes.
Okay. He renovated and he's selling it, leasing it, whatever to you.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for clarifying.
Okay. Any other questions for
us? No questions.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 12023. The opposition hasn't convinced me that it will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. So with that, I make a motion we approve it.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that because I did hear a lot about the concerns about the property, but not so much other than there will be perhaps an adverse effect, but not a substantially adverse effect.
Okay, I have a motion then by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 12023. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for my reasons.
Again, Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And then I, for the reasons it's been stated at hearing. So by vote of 5-0, case number 12023 is approved.
Thank you.
Okay. Next case, please.